This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners, Super Bowl 51 was the first Super Bowl in history to have gone into overtime. The big game on Fox drew an average audience of 111 million people, with an average streaming audience of 1.7 million. The Super Bowl is the biggest event on television every year, and it's the only way for advertisers to simultaneously reach more than 100 million Americans. That's why it costs $5 million for just 30 seconds of airtime. Wow. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Lady Gaga, after performing at the halftime show, announced a world tour that will kick off in Vancouver, Canada, August 1st. The Joanne Tour, named after her latest album, will have 48 dates, including an LA stop at the Forum on August 8th. Her latest hit is called Million Reasons. Check it out. Johnny Depp's former business managers countersued the actor, claiming his lavish lifestyle cost more than $2 million a month to maintain, and that the star ignored their repeated warnings. The countersuit filed here in LA comes 2 weeks after Depp sued them, alleging they grossly mismanaged his earnings. They're claiming, though, that Depp paid more than $75 million to buy and maintain 14 homes, including a French chateau and a chain of islands in the Bahamas. Anybody up for buying some islands? BBC Worldwide has teamed with Snapchat to drive TV tune-in for the North American launch of the Planet Earth 2 nature documentary series through an exclusive short-form show featuring never-before-seen footage. Snapchat sees the Planet Earth 2 show as a way to refashion a popular TV franchise for its digital audience. The 6-episode Snapchat show will premiere this week, the day before the television premiere. A new scripted series about the life of the notorious drug lord El Chapo Guzman will premiere on Univision in April. Univision and Netflix develop the drama. The series will be available on Netflix after its Univision premiere. As for El Chapo himself, who led the Sinaloa cartel for years, he was finally extradited to the United States on January 19th. He faces 17 charges, including drug trafficking, murder, money laundering, and kidnapping. He's pleaded not guilty. Netflix has planned a Halloween launch for the second season of Stranger Things. The new season picks up in 1984, a year after the events of season one. While everything seems back to normal, a darkness lurks just beneath the surface, threatening all of Hawkins. The 1980s set sci-fi series was a hit for the streaming service and recently won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series. George Orwell's 1984 will hit Broadway in June. The stage adaptation of the classic novel has had 4 successful runs in the UK so far and 1 in LA last year. Its limited engagement will run at New York's Hudson Theater beginning June 2nd, with casting to be announced soon. Mostly due to Donald Trump becoming president, there is much renewed interest in the book. Published in 1948, the Grimm novel is currently number 1 on the Amazon bestseller list. Who would have thought that's possible? One of 3 men convicted of hacking the electronic accounts of celebrities like Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton, which led to a massive leak of private information and nude photographs, was sentenced to 9 months in prison. Along with prison time, Chicago resident Edward Majerchik was ordered to pay $5,700 in restitution. Majerchik carried out a phishing scheme that allowed him to access 300 Apple iCloud and Gmail accounts. Is $5,700 really enough? Malawi's High Court has granted Madonna permission to adopt twins from the Southern African country. She's previously adopted two children from Malawi, stirring anger among some Malawians who accuse the government of allowing her to skirt laws that ban non-residents from adopting. Madonna, 58, has two other children, Lourdes and Rocco, from previous relationships. Nicki Minaj has been tweeting her anger about shoe designer Giuseppe Zanotti, who has 23 versions of sneakers called Nicki on his website, all of which Nicki Minaj claims she inspired. Now she wants to collaborate on a collection of her own with Giuseppe, but she says he won't give her the time of day. Nicki said, quote, "Giuseppe seems to think it's okay to name his sneakers after me, but he won't take our call. The racism and disrespect won't be tolerated. Don't care about the money, it's just the disrespect," unquote. What? You're not taking my call? Muse previously announced a trio of North American festival dates, Cincinnati's Bunbury, Delaware's Firefly, and the Festival d'Été de Québec, and now the British Rockers have announced the rest of their tour, which kicks off May 20th in West Palm Beach, Florida. The 18-day trek stretches until a Salt Lake City show on September 20th, with Muse returning to the UK in late August to headline the Leeds and Reading festivals. Should be a great tour. The Trash Bin. Uh-oh, is there trouble in paradise for Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna again? Blac Chyna seems pretty upset, and she's taking it out on him via Snapchat. In the middle of the night, the mother of two posted a message aimed at her husband, whom she's previously called, quote, "lazy as F." Chyna's post read, quote, "It's funny when people say they want to be great, but sleep until 3 p.m., adding a laughing emoji at the end. Can't they just argue in private?
The news wrap-up.
CBS Radio and Entercom are merging, creating an industry giant with 244 radio stations. A group of 97 tech companies filed a court brief that strongly opposes President Trump's move to block immigration and travel from seven Muslim-majority nations. Snapchat could go public as early as March if its current timeline holds. Masaya Nakamura, the father of the best-selling video game of all time, Pac-Man, has died at the age of 91.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
50 Shades Darker, Warmed Hearts, and Naughty Bits this week.
The number one album.
I Decided by Big Sean enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Surprise, it's still Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Lisa Gardner's Right Behind You is the most popular book.
19-year-old singer-songwriter Julia Michaels has already racked up a pretty impressive resume, having collaborated with Demi Lovato, Fifth Harmony, Gwen Stefani, Zedd, Justin Bieber, Jason Derulo, Kelly Clarkson, Selena Gomez, Zara Larsson, and Britney Spears. She also performed at the closing ceremonies at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro last summer. Despite having worked with all those artists, she had never written a song that she just kept for herself. Until now. Here's Julia Michaels with the song of the week, Issues.
You do your iron purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect. Poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. Cause you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them up.
That was LA's own Julia Michaels with the song of the week, Issues. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.